It's 6:15. It's 1320 WILS. It is Friday, and today, a court hearing regarding this case where tens of thousands of Michiganders were victims of this automated computer system in the unemployment office that said they committed fraud, which they did not. Jennifer Lord represents the plaintiffs in the case. She's based in Royal Oak. Attorney Jennifer Lord. Jennifer, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Thank you, Mike. It's nice to talk to you again.
And now tell me, where is the case now? What is the state arguing in the case?
The state is arguing basically two technicalities to get them off the hook for compensating the 46,000 Michiganders that they stole tens of millions of dollars from. And the legal arguments are, in a nutshell, number one, you didn't file in time. And number two, even if you did, you don't have any recourse because of something called governmental immunity, which in most cases prevents citizens from filing suits against the state.
Okay, so the state basically wants to not pay any of this money back at all that was taken from them.
Correct. They want an easy out. And they're wrong on both of their fronts. I don't want to get too technical, but this was timely filed.
These issues, they happened between 2013 and 2015. So how much later were these court filings? When did this occur after that?
This is a unique case in that when you sue the state, you have to file in the court of claims. And there's a rule that you have to file within 6 months of when you lose property. Mm-hmm. And so that's exactly what our claimants did. 6 months after their tax refunds were seized, less than 6 months, 5 months, 4 months, we filed our notice of intent to sue and our complaint. Mm-hmm. So this is just the unemployment agency, again, doing two things at the same time. Number one, when they're talking to the public, when they're making press releases and telling everyone, hey, everyone, everything's fine. Look away. Nothing going on here.
Right.
It's all fixed. And then,
But here's what I'm confused about. The state acknowledges that they're victims, right? This was not appropriate to take this money from them.
That's absolutely correct. This is dumbfounding. Juana Stokes, the new director of the UIA, just issued a new apology yesterday. A brand new apology about how sorry she is that this happened. And yet today in court, we had a packed courtroom. It was standing room only. Victims came from all across the state. People drove 5, 6, 8 hours,
mm-hmm.
Waited for hours because the court was running a little bit behind. And to hear the apology yesterday and then to get into court today, mm-hmm. and have the agency try to get out of it by blaming the victims, saying you guys didn't follow all of
these
technical.
Didn't file in time. Attorney Jennifer Lord here on WILS. Here's what I'm trying to get a sense of too. I mean, this is years, right? Years ago this occurred. So if these plaintiffs are still so passionate about it, how much money? Give me some examples of how much money they lost personally.
I'll give you one example. Carl Williams, one of our named plaintiffs, was in court today, and he's already lost $50,000. Approximately 50% of his weekly wages are being garnished to this day. And as a result of that, he works 14, 15 hours a day to just get by, just survive, so that he can continue to repay this false debt.
Now, what does that mean? You're saying his wages are being garnished right now, today. So how has that not been corrected?
That's a great question. I wish I knew the answer. Again, the state's apologized. They said they're going to fix it. And yet for thousands of people who have called us, they have this process in place, they being the state. It's called an administrative garnishment. And there is no appeal. There's no hearing. There is absolutely no mechanism where any of these people can come in and say, this didn't happen. I did not commit fraud.
Incredible.
Jennifer,
one last thing. In terms of timelines, so this happened years ago now, 2013 to 2015. How much longer will this go on, the case?
The last class action that our firm litigated lasted 10 years against the state of Michigan because the policy is delay, delay, delay. So we are hopeful. We are really hopeful that the new ownership, the new leadership, excuse me, at the UIA will say, let's fix this. Let's restore confidence in the agency so that people feel safe.
But what's
filing a claim for unemployment benefits?
Hasn't the state put the money aside? I mean, isn't it there for it to be paid back somehow? Or?
Well, it was. It was the money that was seized, the 400% penalty and interest, used to go into the contingent fund, and it used to be safe. Now it still goes into the contingent fund, but in January, the Republican-controlled legislature passed a bill, and the governor signed that action, mm-hmm. removing $10 million from that fund. And there's another measure moving forward to remove another $50 million for the fund.
So that money's not really even going to be there in 10 years.
That's the concern, yeah. is that what's going to happen is that's money that we can track and we can identify to each individual claimant. Mm-hmm. That was their money that was taken. And we don't want the taxpayers to be on the hook for this. This isn't the taxpayers' problem. They didn't create this problem. Save that fund. Set it aside.
It's Jennifer Lord, a Royal Oak-based attorney. She is representing the plaintiffs that are suing the state over the false unemployment claims fraud scandal, and it is really a scandal. Jennifer, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Thanks for having me, Mike.